says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen. So what do you think? What do you think? What does it mean to be a doer? Amen. Busy? What does it mean to be a doer? Action? Anybody else? Being a doer of the word, not just a hearer. Application, applying? What else? Amen. So first, we're going to look at to be doing. Amen. Doing the God thing, man. Doing the Holy Ghost thing. Doing the thing according to God's word. Amen. God has a plan and purpose in every life, and he desires for us to be putting his word to action, to be doing it. First, this calls for obedience, to be obedient or to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice, the word of God says. So first, in Romans chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says in verse number 13, he says, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Amen? So even in the Old Testament, if they didn't keep the law, they weren't justified. And God is saying this, he's given us a helper to help us keep the word. So if faith without works is dead being alone, God wants us to put the word to action in our lives. He wants us to be obedient to his word. Now, when I'm thinking about being obedient to the word, a lot of things that God calls me to do according to his word really doesn't feel good with my flesh. My flesh man really doesn't like it. And the Bible says the spirit and the flesh are in enmity against one another. There's a battle that takes place. Amen? But how, God says that he's given us a helper. So he wants us to be obedient. Secondly, he wants us not to be obstinate. Obstinate. It says to be obstinate, but it's not to be. We don't want you to be obstinate, okay? So put not there. Not to be obstinate, all right? Not to be rebellious. In other words, what an obstinate person would do is they would refuse to go along with the word. They would rebel against the word, okay? Because it didn't feel good. But in James chapter 4, verse number 11. We're thinking about being justified. He says, verse number 11 says, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Hello? There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Amen? Amen? So first off, we're looking at, okay, he says that, hey, we're to be obedient, but we're not to be obstinate, you know? We're not to be judgmental. Amen? Jesus clarified this, and this is for us to be observant. In Matthew chapter 7, to be observant is to observe and obey, okay? Jesus says in Matthew 7, verse 1, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye mete or hand out, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye, thou hypocrite? First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Amen. So first, we're doers of the word. Be doers of the word. So we're to be doing. This comes from obedience. It comes from not being obstinate. And it comes from observance. Okay? Are you with me? So secondly, for us to be doing the word, we need to be determined. We need to be determined. We will never be doing the word of God unless we're determined to do it. Okay? Amen? So first thing he wants us to do to be determined, it means we've got to give application to apply God's word. Amen. So in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 9, he says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and desire that you might be filled with knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen. So as we apply it, if faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, when that word hearing, we're not only to be hearers, we're to be doers. Amen. You got a nice hairdo. Okay, that was corny. I have to admit it. I confess. Amen. So he's telling us that we have to be obedient, not to be obstinate. We have to be determined. We have to be determined to apply the word. In other words, when I hear the word, what are you going to do with the word that you hear tonight? Are you going to just be a hearer? Are you going to be a doer? You know, a doer will say, Lord, how can I apply this word to my life? How can I make application? Amen? Secondly, to allocate. Okay? To allocate. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Apostle Paul is writing to his student Timothy. And verse number 18, he says that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay a hold of eternal life. Amen. In other words, you know, I ministered to a young man this week, for example. And this man served the Lord, kind of, in a way, for 20 years. But there was never any transformation in his life. His life was never changed. His life was never transformed. And the key was that he received Jesus as his Savior, but he had never made him his Lord. And when he made him his Lord and gave him control and started obeying the word, all of a sudden there was a massive transformation that took place in his life. And all of a sudden the Lord was taken from glory to glory to glory to glory through transformation. He's done all kinds of marvelous things. And we just can't pick him up as our Savior. God wants to be the Lord of our lives. He wants us, he's given us everything we need to be victorious. Amen. But we have to allocate him the time. You know, you don't get out. You get out of anything what you put in it. You put a little into something, you're only going to get a little out. You know, I you'll probably hear me say it a million times. God is not mocked. Whatsoever we sow, we reap. Sometimes we don't know, we don't understand why we're going through hell, but we didn't spend much time feeding the spirit man. We spent more time feeding the flesh man. Amen? And then all of a sudden, we're trying to get the spirit man to rise up, and our flesh is overwhelming it. Amen? So he is saying as we're applying the word, we're putting it to practice in our lives, we're allocating him the time. We're making a decision that's what we're going to do. Then it's to activate, okay? But when we apply God's word and allocate him the time, then all of a sudden there's something that's activated. John, I want to ask you a question. Can I ask you a personal question publicly? Can I? Did you hear what the Lord said to you? Amen. And he said that to you because he loves you so much and has a plan in your life. And the adversary is constantly trying to steal it and destroy it. But God says no. He's not going to let that happen. Amen. He's called. Remember when you were studying, God called you to be a preacher and preach the word? Amen. He didn't change his mind. The call of God is irrevocable. It doesn't change. Just because we have a wife now and we have children and there's jobs and the things are different, the call of God has not changed. Amen? And what God is saying, he says even in you and I and everyone that allows him to, God will rise in us if we apply his word and we allocate him the time, and then all of a sudden something be activated in our spirit. Amen? I know I serve a God that's alive and active. Amen. We don't serve a dead God. He's alive and well. Amen. He's alive and well in you, and he's alive and well in me. Amen. So in Titus chapter 2, verse 7, he says this, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Amen. That's what starts happening when we apply God's word, we allocate him the time, and then all of a sudden there's something that gets activated inside of us. Amen. Our spirit man starts to arise. Amen. I don't know about you, but when my spirit man arises, there ain't nothing that can stand against it. Amen. The same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. And the Bible says that it'll quicken our mortal bodies. It'll make alive our mortal bodies by the spirit that dwells in us. Amen. So thirdly, he says, but be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And this says for us to be discerning. Discerning. Discerning what? First, the deception of the adversary. The deception. That scripture, I want you to scratch out that scripture. It doesn't have anything to do with Jackie. It changed this afternoon. And I want you to put down there 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Scratch out Isaiah 44. Put 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 10. Amen. The deception. The word of God says this, verse 2, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but with the manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So what he's saying here is saying, hey, when we are doing the word and we're determined and we discern the truth, amen. And the error of the devil is being revealed to us. Then we have the discovery. Amen. You know, I don't know about you, but I love it when the Holy Spirit gives me revelation and understanding and gives me a new discovery in God's word. Amen. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Okay. So he shows himself in a new way and he reveals himself every day. Amen. And James chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says this. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Amen? Hey, the word purifies us. It translates us into his kingdom. Amen? Aren't you glad that God loves us so much that he gave us a helper, he gave us an advocate, he gave us a friend, he gave us a teacher, he gave us an instructor that's inside of us, that guides and directs us, that reveals the truth to us. So he says, hey, if you fall, if we need to discern the truth, we don't want to be deceived, the deception, discovery is the word applied to our hearts and lives. We're not just a hearer, but we're a doer. We're not deceiving our own selves. In other words, I've got to be transformed. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds are renewed by his word. That's the only thing that renews our mind. The Holy Spirit doesn't renew my mind. God sent his word to renew my mind. The Holy Spirit gives me revelation and understanding of God's word so I can allow the word to renew my thinking. I don't know about you, but before I was in Christ Jesus, I had stinking thinking. My mind was in the gutter. Amen? And God pulled my mind out of the gutter and gave me heavenly thinking. Amen? Look at the one next to you and say, you're a heavenite. It's a pleasure to sit beside you. Amen? So the destitution, he says... And the reason I use this scripture, Jesus spoke about being lukewarm, being either hot or cold. He said, because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of the mouth. A lukewarm Christian is a hearer and not a doer. Hello? Hello? And he's kind of serious about it, isn't he? And what he feels about it here. And he says in verse 17, why? He says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. In other words, you're naked because you're not clothed with his righteousness because you're not applying the word. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Amen. So he says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You know what this calls for? It calls for a decision. Amen? God isn't going to make anybody do anything. Amen? It's a decision on our part. You know, you are faithful coming out on Wednesday nights, and God's blessing you for that. But there's and Sundays, but there's Tuesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. What are those days like? And, you know, Monday, Tuesday. I don't know how many days there are in the week. I missed one somewhere. Amen. So he calls for us to make a decision. What is he asking us to make a decision about? To be a doer of the word and not hearers only and not deceiving our own selves. Isn't that what he's talking about tonight? And Jesus said, Matthew 7, I love the words of Jesus. He says in verse number 21, he says this, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What does it mean to do his will? To be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen? Amen? In other words, God's calling us to be obedient, not to be obstinate. Amen? To observe his word. Amen? We're going to be determined, you know, to apply it, to allocate time in it, to activate it, And then we're not going to be deceived. Amen? We're not going to be deceived. I'm not there yet, but I guess he is, okay? The last statement here is, we are to be doers of the word. This calls for determination by you and I, discerning the truth and deciding to put it into practice in our lives. Amen? But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. In other words, this word is applicable in our lives. Amen? So just as a refresher, be ye doers of the word to be doing, to be obedient, to be not obstinate, to be observant, the word to be determined, not hearers only. We need to apply it, to allocate the time, and to activate it in our lives. The word to be discerning, deceiving your own selves. Watch out for the deception. To have the discovery so that we don't end up in destitution. And this is something that we're deciding to do. Amen? So, how do we apply this to our lives tonight? Pray on it. Hello? How many needs help being honest to be a doer in the word? Come on. Let's be real. Amen? We all need help in that area. So the best thing that we could do as a church tonight is let's all stand and let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us to be a doer of God's word. Hallelujah. Can we stand? Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman that's in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you that you've called and anointed and appointed them for such a time as now. Father, we need your help. Holy Spirit, we need your help. You're the helper. You're the advocate. You're the counselor. Father God, we need help applying your word, to be doers of your word and not hearers only. So, Father God, I pray right now, Father God, as we're seeking you with our whole hearts, Father God, that you activate a desire in our hearts, Father God, to do what you ask us to do. Your word says if we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, the door will be opened to us. For everyone that asks, receives. Everyone that seeks, finds. So, Father God, we're seeking your hand right now, Father God. I pray for a fresh touch to be upon your children tonight. A fresh touch from you, Father God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you stir up gifts within them, Father God. Some of the gifts have been laying dormant, Father God. That you activate them tonight, Father God. That you activate a fresh desire for you, Father God. Lord, I pray for Holy Ghost fire to fill our hearts and our lives, Lord Jesus. Give us a hunger and thirst for righteousness like never before, Father God. And when we hear you, Father God, we hear your voice, we'll say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Even when it doesn't feel good to our flesh, we'll offer the sacrifice, Father God. We'll make our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, which is our good and our reasonable service. And we will not be conformed to this world, but will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Father, I thank you that you sent your word here tonight to renew our mind, to refresh us, to restore what the enemy has stolen. So, Father, we praise you and we give you glory for it in Jesus' name. So just start giving him praise and glory that you got a Holy Ghost desire for his word to do what he's called you to do. Start giving him praise and glory and thank